A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 29 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Monday, 22nd March Father God, you are the only true God, and you are the only God people have ever been taught about who condescends to love his people as a father. Help us, O God, to be obedient children, and help us also to cast out of our hearts and minds all things that might hinder us to love you wholly. As you loved the world, help us to love ourselves. As you gave yourself for us, help us to give ourselves for others and for you. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from Numbers 21, the verses 4 to 9. They traveled from Mount Or along the route to the Red Sea, to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. These are the chosen people of God who have just been liberated from slavery in Egypt and are on their way to the promised land. They become impatient and wandering in the wilderness. They are thirsty and hungry. Even if they didn't like the life they once had in Egypt, it was their life. It was familiar, and they wanted to go back to what used to be, even if it was punishing. They were grumbling and nothing was right. Life was too difficult. There was no food. And they detested the miserable food they did not have. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread and there is no water. And our soul lords this light bread. I think we need to feel sorry for these Israelites. God had provided for them time after time in ways that should have cemented their faith. But frequent shortages of water in the desert would be unnerving, and eating manna morning, noon, and night would surely get monotonous at some point. Manna tasted like wafers with honey. So they wanted something different and even more. And they complained to Moses. So how did God respond? The Lord sent venomous snakes among them, and many of the Israelites died from their sting. It is difficult to understand why God responded like that to a simple complaint. Did he expect these guys to starve to death just because he was bringing them out of the bondage in Egypt? Is God some tyrant who does not want his actions in our lives questioned? Those are difficult questions to answer. But I think God's problem with the Israelites was that they were impatient and doubtful of his character as the God of providence and the God of new beginnings. At least this makes sense because the Israelites went back to Moses and apologized, acknowledging that they had sinned against God, and they received healing through another kind of snake, the bronze one. Dear friends, there is nothing to suggest that when we disobey God or are impatient with him, he sends snakes to bite and kill us. However, I think those snake bites can serve as a metaphor for the different challenges that we face because of our sins and disobedience to Almighty God. In other words, the things we do that land us into trouble are the snakes of our lives. Sometimes these snakes strike and bite when we least expect. An act or a snake of infidelity and unfaithfulness, for example, in relationships may lead to sickness and disease and even death or the loss of integrity. The snake of dishonesty and corruption may lead to lack of trust from colleagues and friends and family. The snake of disobedience may lead to contempt and even death, and make us liabilities and not assets in life. There are many people who have ended up on the streets useless because they allowed the snake of disobedience to overtake them and failed to listen to good advice from their parents or other helpful parent persons. People have found themselves in wrong relationships because of the snake of disobedience. There are many people who are suffering today because they allowed the snake of pride to bite them, and for lack of humility, they lost important jobs and placements and even the positions of authority they were seeking. Dear friend, can you think of any snakes in your own life? Or can you begin to understand from my interpretation of the text how the bites from those snakes are killing us slowly? Sometimes we wander and stay in those snaky places of our lives, despite our best intentions to avoid them. And then they sting us and kill us, or destroy our reputation, our health, and our relationships. But whatever the snaky places of your life, The gospel promise is that there is an antidote to the venom. There is a healing for every bite, a life for every death. There is hope in the midst of despair, forgiveness in the midst of sin, reconciliation in the midst of brokenness, strength in the midst of weakness, and light in the midst of darkness. The cross of Christ is the antidote, but a penitent heart would be much appreciated. Dear Jesus, we praise you for dying on the cross. We praise you for taking the payment of our sin upon yourself. As we anticipate the celebration of your resurrection and new life after this season of Lent, we praise you that you were willing to allow yourself to be lifted up on a cross that we might be saved. All glory be to your name for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. Even today, right now, we look to you and we praise you. We look to you and we trust in you with all our hearts. We look to you and we yield to you. We surrender to you. You are our Savior, our Lord, and our King, and we worship you. Take away, O God, the snakes from our lives and give us newness of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.